Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Our goal today is pretty straightforward. It's for you, the parents and teachers out there.
Right. We want to give you a quick look at the topics your students are covering in their daily reading, you know, through the educational app, The Juice.
Exactly. Just a quick briefing so you have the context you need to jump right into those informed conversations at home or in the classroom.
So let's start with our first article. It's about geopolitics, specifically some growing tensions around Greenland.
This is the one about the Trump administration's insistence that the U.S. should acquire it, right, for national security reasons.
That's the one. They're citing increased Russian and Chinese military activity in the Arctic. Now, officials from Greenland and Denmark actually met with top U.S. leaders about this.
And Greenland's prime minister was pretty clear, saying that if forced to choose, they'd vote to remain with Denmark.
He was. So you immediately see this conflict, self-determination versus this idea of geopolitical necessity.
Which leads to a great discussion prompt. You can explore that very tension. But also, you could ask students, why is the Arctic suddenly so strategically important?
Moving from there to domestic affairs, the next article covers massive protests in Minneapolis.
Right. This was after an ICE agent fatally shot a motorist.
Mm.
And the article says that witnesses dispute the administration's claim that she tried to run the officer over.
Exactly. And the situation escalated quickly. An additional 1,000 federal agents were sent in, raising the total ICE presence there to about 3,000.
And that prompted a lawsuit.
It did. The states of Minnesota and Illinois are suing ICE, calling the deployment a federal invasion that violates the 10th Amendment by, you know, commandeering state police power.
That's a major constitutional challenge. So a great talking point is to explore that precise balance of power between federal law enforcement and state sovereignty.
And for students, it also opens up a discussion about the risks and the responsibilities that come with participating in public protests.
Okay, shifting focus a bit.
Yeah.
Our third article features a quote of the day from Montesquieu.
It's a powerful one. He says, "If we only wanted to be happy, it would be easy. But we want to be happier than other people. And that is almost always difficult, since we think them happier than they are."
Wow. I mean, that feels incredibly relevant today, especially with social media.
It really is. And of course, Montesquieu was the French thinker who gave us the idea of separating government powers into legislative, executive, and judicial branches.
A concept that was crucial in shaping the U.S. Constitution. So you could discuss that difference between being happy and being happier than others.
Exactly. And you can also connect that to civics by exploring how that separation of powers is designed to prevent a concentration of authority in government.
Now for something a bit more encouraging, a story about community action.
This is a great one. A high school senior, Alexandra DiDonato, started a career closet at her school after volunteering at Dress for Success.
So she's providing professional clothes suits, blazers, for her peers to use for job interviews and college visits.
Yes, and it was a massive undertaking for her Girl Scouts Gold Award. She spent over 100 hours gathering donations. It's a perfect example for students of identifying a community need and creating a student-led solution.
And it also highlights the importance of appearance and really just confidence when you're seeking a job or applying to college.
Okay, now we have to turn to a more serious social challenge. A 2025 USDA report reveals that nearly 1 in 7 U.S. households are facing food insecurity.
And what's really alarming is that 5.4% are experiencing very low food security. That means people are actually skipping meals.
The article also mentioned something critical for policy discussions. The Trump administration announced this would be the last year for this report, calling it liberal fodder that was too expensive to compile.
The last report. So that data will just disappear.
That's the concern. So this brings up two key topics. First, breaking down what food insecurity actually means for a household.
And second, discussing why government data and report are so essential for developing effective solutions to social problems, even when the data is politically charged.
All right, let's end on a high note with some fascinating innovation. Researchers at Cornell designed a new ultra-black fabric.
Ultra-black is right. It absorbs 99.87% of the light that strikes it. The article describes it as being like looking at a black hole.
And here's what's so cool. The design was inspired by a bird. The magnificent rifle bird has feathers with tiny light-trapping barbs. They essentially mimicked that structure.
That is a perfect example of biomimicry. That's a great way to discuss how observing nature can lead to some incredible technological breakthroughs.
And you can also get into the science of it, right? How an object's surface structure, not just its color, can so drastically alter its appearance.
Well, that was a quick but comprehensive look at today's learning landscape.
We hope this briefing helps you connect with your students and children on what they're learning. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.